All right, it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. We look at the issues of technology in and out. And today we will also have an interview with, at Transnamip. We just want to understand. You know, we talk about Transnamip this, Transnamip that. Today we will understand. Now, before we go to Transnamib, I feel to share with you, some of the technological advances that have, some of the development in technology that has hit the rail industry, like the train industry. So we know that we now have electric trains that, are very fast, and that, underground, tunnels and so forth. In the countries that are developed, China is one of the countries that are most leading when it comes to the transportation technology. But we are not going to go much deeper into that one. We just want to look at some of the technologies, And let's just look at it from a transportation point of view. In terms of logistic and transportation, or transport and logistics, how this technology is enhancing the efficiency of, transportation and technology. Transportation and the logistics. Now, most of us, first of all, let us demystify something. An understanding that we have about smart roads or smart rail. Now, when we talk about smart rail, of course, we are talking about the interconnectivity of devices, and from takeoff to I don't know what the other word is, but let me use landing for lack of better words, even though we know that trains don't land. But from takeoff to arrival, okay, fine. From takeoff to arrival, you have interconnectivity of devices, whether it is in the form of AR or VR. Now, when we talk about AR, we don't mean affirmative reposition or repossession. We mean augmented reality. So most of you, when you will hear me talking about AR, you think I'm talking about the movement of Mr. Job and Panda. Mm-mm. I'm talking about augmented reality. That is AR. In technology, whenever you hear the word AR, we mean augmented reality. Then virtual reality also, that comes with VR. So those are part of the Internet of Things. So AR, virtual reality, is part of Internet of Things. Those are components, or they are the main pillars of the Internet of Things, or maybe Internet of Devices. Now, when we are talking about the connectivity of roads, like roads connected to internet, we don't literally mean the mortar and bitumen surface, connected to internet. So we don't necessarily mean the meter, the bitumen or concrete tar you know, that made the road. We don't mean the surface itself on which, we don't mean the runway itself. But what we mean by road getting connected to internet, we mean that, you see, wherever you go, you either have a signboard or a traffic light alongside the road. So we mean in future there will be installation of network devices or towers or connectivity or devices of connectivity alongside the roads. For example, the B1 road. So somebody or maybe a bot software is able to manage what is on the B1 road to manage the inflow and the outflow of traffic just by click of a button. So if there is, let me give you an example of December and January and or August, you know, during trade fair, when B1 road is the busiest. So somebody can, because their cars will also be smart. So if you have a smart car, you will be getting your schedule to say, okay, now it's your time to move. For example, when there is a queue, you know, like a traffic queue at the, you know, Oshivero, the checkpoint or road. So many cars are there. You want to go and you stand there for hours. But artificial intelligence can manage that. And you will spend fewer hours in the queue, just like, you know, what the shops or retail shops are developing now with their bot software, that one is likely to spend, you know, time, lesser time in queues. But one example that I always like to draw you to is the financial technology, like the financial industry, like the banking industry. They are the most industrialized in that regard, because most of the services are, you know, augmented. Most of the services are augmented. They are digitized. So you just have an application and you can you can carry out any transaction, you know, anytime in the comfort of your house. Now, what augmented reality or what digital, you know, transportation will do, whether it is in rail or it's just in conventional, you know, road system, it will proper facilitate your journey, your movement. So that you know that this time the road is free. You know, there are no traffic. How do you get that? You get it through your application. You know, you get it through your application. You check on your application. Oh, okay. So this B1 is free now. You know, B1 is free, or it's now my turn to go. You know, some of us just go. I mean, one of the examples that, you know, has been the technology that has been installed to control traffic is the traffic, the one that we call the robots. And Lipa my robot, those my robot are the ones we do not adhere to. You see that there is still giving you a red sign, but you are still insisting you want to move. So, and you risk collision with an oncoming car because you might not be aware that there is an oncoming car, so you will speed. So we are not adhering to the to this simple technology. And therefore, there was a need to improve this technology and personalize it. Because the robot system that we have now, the traffic robots, are not personalized. So you don't have a personal, you know, experience with it. It's fixed there. You find it there, you leave it there. So you are likely to violate such a technology because you don't have a personal experience with it. Unlike if it is augmented, you know, when you have it in your, when you have it as an application on your phone. When you have it as an application on your phone, you are likely to check time to time to see what is going on. You know, you are likely to be keen from time to time to check what is going on. So most countries in the West are really trying by all means to improve and digitize their system. But that is still, you know, a long way to go. We are still a long way to go. And that is very expensive still, you know, for developing economies. For developing economies, that's still challenging because you not have money to invest in infrastructural development, in you know, capacity building in terms of human resource. You also need that. So the challenge of the goodness are enormous. The advantages are enormous. You know, there are many, but we also have enormous challenges. We also have enormous challenges. Now, I hear all of us are talking about, you know, Zambia, for example, and in a good way. That's a good find. That's a good thing, in a good vibe. An example I can give, if you go to Zambia through Sisheke border, the moment you leave the side of Namibian borders and get into Zambia, the people that know the road to Livingstone, for example, from Sisheke, just a town, an immediate town, just at the border, to Livingstone, I think is around 300 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken. But how long does one drive to get to Livingstone? It depends on the speed, but you know, you have to drive with care. Those people who know the road will agree with me. You have to drive with proper caution. So, and smart technology will then help the authorities to identify potholes at certain spots and to identify how wide or how deep the potholes are. And to issue a signal to your car that there are potholes, you know, in front of you. And the oncoming turn or, you know, is having potholes. At the same time, we are discussing this parallel. You know, we look at the advantages and the disadvantages. These same well-praised digitized systems are folly in the capacity of, or in their quest of being perfect. They are folly at the same time. So I like to take you to 2020, when an Apple employee lost his life to a self-driving car because it could not tell that there was a concrete tower. So it went over it and overturned, killing the employee on spot because he was at the back there playing a game on his iPad. So leaving it all to technology, saying, no, technology is perfect enough, it will sort out, it will decide to turn when there is a turn. But then the concrete tower, unfortunately, was not part of the coding. The algorithm could not make decision, could not make a proper decision between whether to slow down or to stop or to, you know, run over or run through the concrete tower. So at the end of the day, the man lost his life. It became a tragic accident. So even in a railway, we are not hopeful that this technology will be perfect. So there is always a need for a human hand somewhere. A human hand needs to be there. You know, we don't need to switch off completely and leave it up to technology. Now, one of the simple technology in transportation that we take for granted are those Bluetooth dongles that we connect our phone to, or we connect our phone via Bluetooth to our radio system. We have phones, we have some car radios that, or radios in certain cars that have that feature, where when somebody calls you, you just talk while you are driving, not having a phone on your ear. We will have to now call in a police to, you know, come and give us whether that is allowed by law, because when it comes to law, you know, laws are different from one country to the other. But you can literally drive and talk while your phone is maybe in your pocket. And nowadays, it is even developing further to the point that when you go in your car, there is always a notification on your phone that appears that asks you whether you are driving or not. Once you activate that one, then it will put your phone in a driving mode, or driving mode that also sees to it that if you get a call, you know, and your phone is connected to your radio in a car, you get it through your radio. So that will further develop to the interconnectivity of, you know, train systems, where there'll be no, this is to avoid collision. So to avoid collision, there will be communication, or there can be communications between trains, and that is, you know, through the digital systems.
Vasco Thatutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM, Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa za Sirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Mbatutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabakawafela kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zeirivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa winduk. Toropo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni Wallabies Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wamafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadana no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma fio, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe nguka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo dorandatu ni siringa itano mitumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omaosemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampa wa mana oku turamo omaosemba goe kogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi tudengela nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge konora hetatu yume ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Right, we continue. Now, do you think, because many people say, you know, with smart roads, smart cars, smart rails, there will be minimal accident because, you know, human beings will not be part of the, human beings will not be part of the, how can I say, the process. The machine will be driving itself. Now, I'm not going to get into the issues of whether or not that is, you know, possible, let us discuss the issues, because we'll have, Trans-Namibians. That's why I want this conversation, so that because Trans-Namibians, we know that Trans-Namib deals with the locomotives and everything. So, do you think Africa should also digitize rail systems like what China has done, or like what Britain and other countries have done? Do you think we should also go that line? In some places, you even have fastest train that can travel, And some people even joke to say you can rent a flat in Katima and work in Windhoek. So every day you take a train from Katima to Windhoek and you just arrive within an hour. So that's how fast, those trains are. Now, when it comes to, of course, they can be, they can be underground, like underground where there are no elephants, because one problem with Katima is in there between Zambezi and Kavango is elephants and then animals. For example, coming from the north, you see cattle there. So if the machine is fast, one between the two will wipe each other up. Maybe cattle will be wiped out and there will be a very devastating accident. But, of course, Africa is still remote. And when it comes to the infrastructure, the issues of affordability of infrastructures, you need billions of investment, or you need billions of money in or dollars in investment to do that. But the question is, do you think we can also hope to say, let's also go, that direction, because that's where the world is going? Or can we say, let's be, let's do things at our own pace? Let's be at our own pace. We will catch up with them, because we do not have infrastructure. That is number one. Number two, this type of digitization will need us to have human resources, or our human resource, and capacity in terms of skills will kill us. Unless we want to give everything to people coming from other countries to come and work in Namibia because they have the capacity. So which one do you suggest? Do we go the same? Because if you go the same, of course experts are saying no, road accidents will be, minimal, because algorithm and artificial intelligence will do much of the work in terms of deciding what to do. But we have a problem already with that artificial intelligence thing, because it seems not to decide properly. And it seems that the choices that it makes are very dire or detrimental or, very dangerous. But of course, if you want to be in the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. Are you satisfied with the pace at which we are as far as the technological development is concerned? Or do you think we need to pull up the socks and, speed up the process to catch up with others? So which one? Do you think we are fine? That, of course, somebody would say, no, we would rather focus on, bread and butter issues. We would rather focus on water and sanitation, housing. But technology is bread and butter. Technology is part of the bread and butter because it's no longer a luxury. It is part of livelihood. Without it, you cannot buy or sell. So without it, you cannot sell or buy. So technology is bread and butter. Without it, you cannot eat or you will not drink. So you need technology to drink. So it's it's engraved in the bread and butter issue. Now we continue with the second, on our discussion. Then we talk about, traffic management technology. The traffic management system is important when you are dealing with the issue of congestion on roads. So taxi drivers or, even countries with a massive population where you have busy rail networks, you have digital traffic operators or managers that will help, manage which one takes off what time, which one takes off from what time. One of the very outspoken example is the, aviation industry. In aviation, you know when you are going. The time the plane will take off. And they would even tell you to an extent the time you arrive where you are going. So that is, technology. That is the technology. Sorry for that. If you are calling, please come through 083-2384-01. That's the number in studio. Now, the technology will help so that, people may not get stranded at a certain spot. I gave you an example of December and the August where people go for the North, holidays. When people are stranded, there are no buses going where. So you will know which bus going where, or which bus goes where and when, or which bus is going at what time, and you are able to schedule your traveling accordingly, because you have the order of the schedule on your application. Nice. All right, sorry for that. Now, you keep understanding that you don't just stand up and just saying you are going today because you will not find a bus. So technology will help you to book and schedule your traveling accordingly. Now, at the same time, you also don't just jump into the road. Of course, some experts are saying that with the smart cars, they will make sure that, there will be proper adherence to road regulations. road safety regulations. One of them is the car not starting before you have put in or before you have buckled up, you know, before you done your seat belt. So the car will not start before you have done that. And the trains, you know, train operators will know which train is going where, when, so that you don't have, you avoid collision. But when it comes to trains, collisions are very scarce. And even when it comes to plane crashes are very, you know, scarce. The problem that we have is with conventional car, you know, that is on our roads where we have 95% possibilities of accident. Now let's go for a short break. Of course, we'll continue at the other side of the short break. I still have one or two things again to discuss.
Hello Namibia. Enderapa manate moyoni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pam karo gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no tagadana no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utre moshifosho the villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni firinga itano mitumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka tupurwa uudhite. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o maothemba goe kogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right, we continue. It's 11 minutes to 10 to 12. Yeah, so we now talk about the personalized augmented reality system. Whereby you will have an application of a certain logistic and transportation company, or not even a transport, but a lot public, for example, even public transport, you have an application. You know when, what time, where the bus, what time where the bus is going, and where to catch your bus or your next flight. It's all in, you know, it's all augmented. It's all on you, the application. You don't need to, you know, work hard in finding which one, which website to press. You just go to the application and you just search. In the application, there is already a notification that tells you there is a bus going, what time, when. And also operators know how many buses are taking off and how many buses are, you know, coming in, how many trains are taking off, and so forth. And so all that information is, you know, used to make sure that the systems of rail and road are well, you know, organized for the safety of both passengers and, you know, passengers, drivers, and even the vehicles itself, or vehicles themselves. So you don't need to struggle going through Uncle Google and it's giving you a lot of suggestions. It's just an application that you go to directly. The good thing about technology is everything is done in real time. For example, if you open the Eagle FM application, automatically radio will go on. So things are in real time. You don't need to scroll to find a, you know, a play button, whatever, unless you have paused. But once you open the application, radio starts going on. Now, once you open an application, information is already on the go. Which train is going where? Which bus is going where? And so forth. Now, the another issue that is also very crucial is the voice communication. That's technology. Where intelligent infrastructures are installed to listen to the, for example, railways and, you know, detect problems. And save time. They can predict an error in the system, the locomotive itself, or whether there is something wrong with the rail, or, you know, so that things are fixed according to what, you know, things are fixed in real time. And that's not only on rail, is this technology is across the board. It's a new technology though, that even on cars, so that you know the behaviors of the sounds of the car, that something is not right. Because sometimes we don't, you know, we don't know that there's a certain sound in a car. So something will be able to warn you that there's a certain sound in your car that is not right. So that's an intelligent, you know, device. Those are intelligence devices that will listen to your car, or that will listen to the railway or that will listen to the bus and hear that there's a something, there's something wrong, there's something so these are initiatives that are coming out, but these technologies are not perfect. They are not perfect. They might fail in one way or the other. So we cannot be reliant on them. We cannot 100% be reliant on them. You know, because they are yet to be tested. They are yet to go through the test of time and seen whether they are fit to be used and whether we are able to rely on them or not. So, because that is yet to be seen, for me, I always stress to say that there is always a need for a human hand somewhere. Not only a human hand in a click of a computer, or in a click, or on a, through the click on a computer, but there must be a hand of a human being on the ground to make sure that algorithms and hardware, software and hardware are in proper tune to avoid terrible, because the mistake of a software, the mistake of a hardware, I mean the mistake of a software or an algorithm will be devastating. So it will be devastating. And we are going for a short break again. So after a short break, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Hello, Namibia. Inderapa manate, ruyuni, walela pe. Lela pe, onkaro ompu, wama futiro no kwethisa, ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi, hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe, na ngoka gopaipindi, no taganzana no kutuwa mambepo, esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike kole lape. Otovuru okutura omatumara kagwe mumbepo, tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lela pei, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagwe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumara kagorukozi, omatumara kagoma hiyo, omatumara kagoma harero ya mbeko goma varo, no matumara kagoku arukehe, nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumara kagehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana o kuturamo o mauthemba goe, hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindimpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, kotari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatongoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pei, imo nena nena, tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Please.
All right, it has come to that point where we have to say goodbyes. Of course, technology is one of the boring, you know, conversations that one can have. But yeah, we better have it. And of course, soon we will, you know, there's nothing that does not come to an end. But anyway, it's a goodbye from me. And we'll meet again tomorrow. Same time. Stay tuned for the brand conversation.